There are a number of things we need to look at. In the first place, how was the communication made to them? I know they were given guidelines to follow. Now, following the guidelines, there were a number of items for which a government paid or was to pay for the students. Now, one other issue that they did not discuss, I'm sure, with the ministry, was the items on their prospectus. Because every school has a prospectus list which they give out to students that go and buy this or that. And my information is that some of them took money from the students in lieu of the material, so that the school will buy the material instead of the students bringing the materials. Like they said, broom, cutlasses, and a few other things. Yeah. So Charles had the opportunity to discuss this with the Minister of Education, but this they didn't do. Now, some were also said to have collected money for furniture. And that one was rather unfortunate because for furniture, provision of furniture was the responsibility of government. So I did not see why they were collecting money for furniture. Now, having said this, I feel that these are first time of offenders. For every new program like this, there are people who will not follow exactly what is expected. So I felt that they could have cautioned them and then asked them not to act again, but to be a warning to others. But the decision has been taken already. Sanctions have been applied to them. It's quite unfortunate, but I felt they could have done, the GS Council could have been more magnanimous with them and cautioned them so that they could